Now, day two of the Leaving Cert, and it brings up interesting memories for my next guest on Kerry today. His name is Kevin Ross. He's a businessman, runs a number of different businesses, including Balloons Le Gras and KR Bouncy Castles and KR Communications in Ballyduff. Kevin, good morning to you, and thanks for talking to me this morning.
Jerry, how are you?
Tell me, not too bad. Tell me about your Leaving Cert memories. And I suppose, is it exam pressure or your memories of just not performing in exams?
I just remember it yesterday morning when I heard it, the Leaving Cert is starting, and I went, oh God. And it just brought me back straight away how I was able to do so well in a classroom. But then when it came to sitting down for an exam, I just went blank, completely blank. Like, there was a subject, business studies, and I thought I was unreal at it. I was like, we're coming up with B2s, A1s throughout the whole year. And when it came to the exam, all I remember is sitting inside in the hall and my friend looking across at me. She was like, what are you doing? Right. And I'm there literally looking at the page, and I ended up getting a D3, you know. So, like, basically the whole thing of what I posted on social media yesterday on the Balloons Le Gras page was that, you know, school and exams aren't for everyone, and it clearly wasn't for me. I wouldn't be that academic, but I found my own forte, you know.
Yeah. You're saying you wouldn't be the most academic of students, we'll say, but in business studies, even when you were doing well and you did well, you obviously had a passion for business and that came out. Just when it came to that day, something just hit you like a wall. You couldn't get it out onto the paper.
Yeah, I suppose it's the high pressure moment. Like, you're in there, you're preparing, you know, you're preparing for months on end. And then when you get inside there, I don't know, it just hit me differently. I suppose it was more like a high pressure zone, and I just could not write anything down. That was it, you know. And even going into college, I went on to do a business degree in CIT, now MTU.
Yeah.
And I did the first year, grand, few fails, repeated in August, went into the second year, did my repeats, failed the repeats, had to take a whole year out, and then went on to my third year, eventually after taking a year off, and then got through it, did my level three, or sorry, level seven, did the 3 years, and then decided, okay, Kevin, that's it now with college. I'm going to just focus on the businesses now and go with what I'm actually enjoying. And it all just went from there then.
So this followed, even though you went to college, this followed you through college as well?
Oh,
this battle with trying to get things and get what you know down on paper in a pressure situation.
That's it. Yeah, definitely.
Did you know, obviously you went for business, you knew though there was something you were passionate about. You knew that business was what you wanted to do.
Oh, but sure. Like, from the age of 12, 13, I was always stuck in something. I started the KR Bouncy Castles when I was about 12 and a half. I was just in secondary school. My mom and dad drove me around for the first, how many years, like literally up until I was 17, and we only had two little small bouncy castles, spent my communion and confirmation money on it, emptied the credit union, had €10 left inside to leave the account open, started it, and went on from there then to growing it maybe like one a year, and then maybe wait 2 years and get another one, and now we've 30 units on and two vans on the road. So yeah, it is busy now, thank God.
Yeah, and your Balloons Le Gras going as well?
Balloons Le Gras, yeah, so we're based in Manor West, just across the way from the range, inside in the centre. So we're doing very well there. Our kind of niche, our kind of difference is that we personalise balloons. So you can come in, you can say, look, I want to get a balloon with, like we were very busy now for the communions. It was like, on your first Holy Communion day, Saoirse and you know, like a dove or whatever. Yeah. And then you could go on there, you could say, happy 7th birthday, Sarah. And it could be, she wanted a hurley on it, she wanted a TikTok logo, and she wanted a horse. You know, like, we can do anything on it. So like, that's how we're kind of differing from our competition. And yeah, it's going really well.
Yeah. And look, from that, like, we talked about our education system, and you're obviously passionate for business. I don't know if it was running for when you were maybe not young entrepreneur program, that side of it. Like, the talk that, you know, there's people out there, they have individual talents, there's students there, they've got talents that may not always apply academically and in exams, as was your case, but they have these abilities, they have these things, including the ability to come up with ideas, manage staff and run a business.
Yeah, well, like, Jerry, look, actually on that Facebook post yesterday that got your attention was, I actually, there was a letter that I found on Facebook going back a couple of years ago, and I thought about it yesterday. And what it was it was a principal that sent out a letter to all the parents on the morning of the exams. And basically what they said was, amongst the students who will be sitting in the exam, there's an artist who doesn't need to understand maths. There was an entrepreneur who doesn't care about history or English. There was a musician whose chemistry marks won't matter. And there's an athlete whose physical fitness is more important than physics. And it finishes off by saying, please do not think that doctors and engineers are the only happy people in the world.
That's a very important message.
It really is. Do you know, as in, like, I look at it, like, I'm no career guidance counsellor. Like, I'm only just saying my own story. But I found, right, I did it. I think doing exams is a good thing in itself anyway, to discipline a person, to figure out, you know, that you will be in high-pressured situations throughout your life. You will have to, you know, like that study. You know, it's a skill in itself to be able to go in, get it done, and come out the other end.
Yeah. You have advice for people as well, Kevin, in your post. Important advice for what happens when the results come out.
Oh. And I thought putting up that, I was like, I'm going to hit a few bad notes here. But anyways, what it was basically, when the results come out, every Tom, Dick and Harry goes, well, what you get? And then, you know, I mean, it just puts people under so much pressure. And then it's other parents asking other parents how their kid's done. I mean, honestly, it is none of their business. The only thing that one can do with knowing someone else is great is judge it, whether it be judging it in a good way or judging it in a bad way. That's the only thing that people can possibly do with it. Other than that, you go up to the person, you'd say, well done on getting through it.
Yeah.
Fair play and actually complete the exams.
What are your plans next? What would you like to do next?
100%. Maybe? And even if, say, like, have you even decided what you're thinking of going to do next? You know, yeah. I mean,
it's a loaded question, Kevin.
Yes,
it's a loaded question, and it doesn't take into account that someone could go on to do amazing things in different areas, not want to go to college maybe, or yes, go to college, but that question of what, how many points did you get? Did you put the work in, inverted commas?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. And even like, I look at it now, like, I've nowhere conquered the world. I'm only trying to, you know, kind of get things going.
Yeah.
But I'm happy with what I'm doing now. You know, I'm loving it. We hired two new staff this year. By the end of the year, we're going to probably have another one. You know, this is great. I'm 26 years of age. I did my leaving cert in 2014. And looking back on all of it, I'm like, I did not think I'd be here then, you know. And I'm just happy now, you know. So, yeah.
What would you say to parents and students at the moment?
Possibly would say just, like, you've been studying all throughout the year. The cramming at the very end, I found myself, just going on my own experience, like, you can cram up right to the very end, but like you've the majority of the work done throughout the whole year. But it's just to take it handy, go in, do the exam, and just know that it isn't actually the end of the world. This points that comes out in August or September, or when they come out, like, it isn't actually the end of the world. There's so many different courses, and like, as in, again, I'm not saying I'm a career guidance counsellor or anything like that, but like, I mean, there's so many different avenues. There's trades,
there's apprenticeships. Yeah,
you know, you like, there's so many different college courses now, even like our local college here, MTU. I mean, like, you know, there's just so many opportunities. And then even if it's something that you don't want to go into, something that's actually studying, you know, there's other options. You know, that's all I say. It's not the be all and end all. As the end of that letter that says here, it's like, do not think that all doctors and engineers are the only happy people in the world.
Yeah.
You know, and that just summed it up to me when I read that. I googled it yesterday trying to find that article from years ago, and I found it, and I said, wow, that's powerful.
Well, that's the message to get out there, I suppose, and it's something that has been changing the last couple of years, and they've put the apprenticeships portal on the CEO website as well to apply. And that's the government's or the education department's attempt to try and say these are as important as, like, we need engineers, we need doctors, we need nurses, but we also need bricklayers, we need plumbers, we need, you know, electricians, we need, every job is as valued, and that job may be the one for you. So not to devalue it in a way, or think just because you didn't go to college you somehow failed. That's not the reality.
100%. Yeah, exactly. And even like, I'm looking at it now, we've opened up in Manor West, and we're going to probably be opening up another shop soon. Never did I think that I could kind of, you know, morph myself to be able to do these things.
Yeah.
But now that I know this is my skill set, this is what I'm going to focus on, this is what I'm going to plough on with.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you mentioned your business studies teacher. this day, Mira, you go, oh God, I messed up that exam. But she has to be delighted with seeing
poor
you turn
Mary.
Into such a businessman.
Mary in Brookfield, oh my God. Yeah, it was, I met her 2 or 3 times since, and I just could not even open my mouth. Like, because all year it was B2s, A1s, you know.
Yeah.
And
tell her to visit the shop in Manor West. And have a look.
I know.
She'll be proud.
Exactly.
For sure. Listen, Kevin, great stuff. Thanks a million for telling us the story, and well done on putting up the post and putting that message out there, because it's an important one for people going through it and people who are studying now for next year's Leaving Cert as well.
Yeah.
And good luck with the businesses.
Thank you very much, Jerry. Thank you.
Brilliant stuff. Kevin Ross there with us on the line. Posted it up on social media yesterday. A very important message. And Balloons Le Gras, of course, KR Bouncy Castles and Care Communications as well.